HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com. In a little while, we're going to give you a chance to win that man cave thing, and you'll get tickets to the Corn and the Alice in Chains. We're going to upgrade your man cave, baby, and it's going to be beautiful. Prestige Billiards helping us out. That's going to be pretty sweet. It is 7:34, and it is time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters, which was a very, very, very respectful place when Eric was there on Saturday. No gentleman would lift any of the Hooters girls on top of a car for fear of lawsuit. That's the world we live in now. Hooters girls, off limits to bikers. When told by Hooters management, please help these girls up on top of this.
Hell no, man. I got a lot to lose.
They were nice guys.
I'm not doing it. Lose my castle.
You touch them by the elbow and the hand and help them up.
You always have to act like they're human germs. Touch them with your elbows. Bonk. Give them elbow bonks. Look them in the eyes if you look at them at all.
What's that? Oh, get it right. It's Pirate Captain Arya Stark. You're right. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
Arg! Sailing the seven seas.
Hey, everyone. I'm Arya Stark live at Bank One Ballpark, now known as Chase Field. We're going to try the new Diamondback Dog tonight on 12 News.
As the adventures of Arya continue.
If only she had Barrack still, the guy with the eye patch.
Oh, forget it.
But he died for her.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
The barricade.
All right.
The meme goes.
The barricade.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty funny. Hodor and barricade. It's brought to you by Hooters, and you can make it Margarita Monday at Hooters. Drink away your sorrows from Game of Thrones going away. All month long, you can get house margarita and an order of Tex-Mex nachos for $12.99. We will see you at Hooters. And we thank you, Hooters, for sponsoring this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Couple of Monday morning fun facts. A&W tried to one-up McDonald's in the 80s by selling a third-pound burger, but it flopped because Americans didn't realize a third-pound burger was bigger than a quarter pound.
Bad at fractions.
That is perfectly American.
It is so very USA. Third pound? That's a three.
I'm getting four.
I get a quarter pounder. There's four in it.
Wouldn't have happened if we were on the metric system.
Quarter pounder. That's 25%. Third pounder is 3%.
Yeah.
Why would I want that third pounder?
But they know that quarter is 25%.
Well, because quarters, four of them make a dollar. Yeah. We had a 33-cent piece. They'd go through them. What in the hell is that? The point, I got to carry something. I don't understand.
There's always something left over. Who gets leftover pennies?
Who gets leftover pennies? Hitler? What?
This might have been a Guadalupe Squares question, but in early drafts of Star Wars, Yoda had a first name.
It's Gary. Then you take a knowing sip, and people like those quarter pounder third people are like, that guy might be onto something.
Minch.
He seems confident.
He's confident. He knows what he's doing.
It's Gary Yoda. Used to be in a band.
Gary Yoda or Yoda Gary?
Gary Yoda. Yoda was his family name.
Yeah.
It was Minch.
He was also in the Jay Giles band for a while.
Have you seen that? There's a meme with like Yoda and an Ewok, and then their kid is a gremlin, a Mogwai.
I love that stuff. Memes are getting to be better than all entertainment.
According to the most recent survey, flying is now our least favorite way to travel.
Nah, you haven't been on a bus or a train in a while, have you?
Yeah.
And the average person would rather drive anywhere.
No.
What's the
there it is.
Here's
there
the trip.
Look at that. That's adorbs.
Isn't that totes adorbs?
It's the Ewok and the gremlin. And
I
Yodi.
Guess he's not a gremlin. He's the Mogwai guy.
Oh, yeah. A little,
Before he's a gremlin.
Pre-gremlin. This is like 10:30 at night. We haven't given anything yet.
But it works perfect. Like the ears, like it's like they planned that.
It's cute. I'm sorry, Brady. We were
well, the travel survey is adorable. How far would you drive before you'd take a flight?
Mesa.
Most people are saying Vegas, you go back and forth.
From that here?
Five and a half.
That's easy.
It was 6.5 hours. Anything over 6.5 hours drive, they're flying. But underneath that.
That gets San Diego, L.A., Vegas.
Yep.
For here.
Man, I give it 4 hours.
Four?
Four.
You can make that San Diego trip in four if you really fly.
I can hit the outskirts of L.A. in four. And I know I can get San Diego in just about four. But I'd rather fly to San Diego. That drive stinks. It's not that hard. It's just boring.
San Diego has the quick drop, too, landing.
Yeah, oh yeah, you come right off of that hill. You float down into the earth. Feels like you kind of crashed.
They use a tail hook to stop the planes.
And then that would be better. I told you about the time I had to go head between the knees on that one because something goofed.
That was San Diego?
Yeah. We start coasting in. They float it. Like the engines are off, I think, for a little while. Just floating in. Like, I think we're a kite right now.
We're a glider.
Start going down. I was like, well, we have to fly past the tower, make sure everything's functioning. We have a sensor light on about the. We're going to need you to go ahead and put your head down in front of you just in case. But we didn't know if the front gear was down. So they did a flyby, and we all had to have our heads down for a minute, and then we landed, and everything was fine and normal. Everybody was a little shaken. But, yeah, San Diego's an easy. I like flying to San Diego much more than driving. It's the drive back that stinks. Driving there is fine, but then that one day where you got to pack up early and bash out and beat all the other idiots.
And there's a lot of them.
And there's a ton of them.
Traffic backs.
That's why I don't go to Flagstaff. If you ever go to this coming weekend here?
Well,
you're talking 5.5 hours.
Oh. They've got snow in Flagstaff.
I know. Yeah. And maybe more tonight.
Right.
And then for sure Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's going to snow on Memorial Day weekend in Flagstaff. You're going to have some.
Their longest season ever, ski season.
I know. And they just closed yesterday and they're getting
June
more snow 4th this week.
June 4th was the latest, and that was like 1907.
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't even want to think about what's going on in Flagstaff. Come Monday afternoon, driving back on that 17. But you can't really fly to Flag.
There's a woman named Georgia Zawacki who lives in West Newton, Pennsylvania. She had her birthday on Wednesday. She turned 55. So she expected her new boyfriend, David Ray, to do something. They've been living together for 4 months. But he didn't do anything. Didn't even get her a present. Didn't buy her a cake. Didn't even get her a card.
4 months.
So after Georgia spent her birthday drinking vodka, wound up grabbing a box cutter, going after David with it. He ended up with some cuts to his arm. Georgia was arrested on several charges.
And now you know why he didn't get anything.
Yep. You're a psycho.
Yeah, this isn't the first time you've...
Too much Botox, that's why. He's like, wow, what? Why are you so excited?
She looks angry. That's a stat. I could have told you from that photo. That lady would try to kill you with box cutters. I don't have to be psychic to see that. Her face is obvious.
And we have Valerie Cincinelli, a 12-year veteran of the police department in New York. Tried to pay a hitman $7,000 in gold coins. The hitman was an undercover agent.
What's the rate? What's the exchange rate?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
probably
I would
do that. Probably a couple of coins.
Honestly, I think someone, I have gold coins for you.
Yeah,
if you kill my spouse, I'm like what age are you from?
I'll give you the coins. You kill my ex-husband and a child that we had.
Where's your time portal, gold carrier?
Are you Arya Stark?
I have several gold coins in a bag of gold dust.
She was trying to get her current boyfriend to hire the hitman, but he didn't step up, so she did it.
Man, that's tough. Gold coins. I would go to the point of seeing the gold coins. I would take them down the road and go, yeah, I'll do that for you. I need to see the gold coins, though.
Our friends at Mo Money Pond have a giant book of gold coins.
No kidding.
That people bring in and that they sell. It's pretty awesome.
But how many do you have to kill someone? I'd have to have a big
giant bag. 3 or 4 would be $7,000 worth. I
don't know.
I figure they're probably $1,500.
I don't know how many ounces they are.
Yeah, how much is a gold coin?
3 or 4? I'd need at least a bag, like a small pouch of them.
Gold coins.
1 ounce more. Gold American Eagle coin right now is $1,356.
Okay. 7 or 8 of them. I need some more of that. I need more jingle jangle.
So it's about $60 more than an ounce of pure gold. So apparently the Eagle coins are rarer.
Road.
Security system at a bar in Lincoln City, Oregon, called the Beach Club, picked up some activity around 3 a.m. on Thursday. So the owners called the cops, and when they got there, they found a 31-year-old guy named Jason McIntyre inside. Apparently, he'd been under the bar. He'd been at the bar drinking all night, and then it was shutting down. He managed to hide till the employees closed down and left. Once they left the place, he opened it back up for himself. McIntyre, that's the Irish guy. He's going to do some damage in there.
Absolutely.
Went back to drinking.
Would you like another one? Sure, I would.
No matter if it's planned to hide in this little box till they close and then it's all mine. Like living in a dream.
The 2019 World Beard and Mustache Championships went down over the weekend.
Oh, I saw this yesterday on AZ3 Family Morning with Jamie and Kylie. Oh, they hate each other. So Kim Quintero's in on the – this is a great moment. They're going to bring us up again if I start talking about this. But I've actually helped program the show with my critiques. They no longer say Good Morning, Arizona after every dead baby or fire. They don't do it. They'd stop saying Good Morning, Arizona. So and Jamie Soretta, and they eat 5-6 times a morning. They get like, we're having cake. And the next time they get food constantly just shoved in their throats. So they brought up after the beard thing, the one girl's like, Kylie's like, I like a little facial hair. But I don't know. This is ridiculous. And the guy had a huge Nike swoosh mustache and beard. It looked kind of neat. And another dude had like the he had all sorts of stuff. And I think Jamie basically said, any port in a storm, because she was pretty into it. So at the end of the show, they showed that this was such a great catty girl moment, which is why I like watching them. Over at the Westgate, they had the Ninja Warrior set up. And anybody could go down there and test out whether they could do some of the obstacles at the Ninja Warrior, right? So Quintero's about to do the news. Kylie says, man, if the three of us went out there to do that, I don't know. She looks at Kim. She goes, I think Kim would come in first. And then she looks at Jamie and goes, I would come in second, basically saying, Jamie, you're in terrible shape.
Wow.
And they got real, like, snotty for a second. And then just, now it's time for the weather. And I'm like, oh, more of that, and your ratings are going to go through the moon. If we're about to have a scratch-off, I would probably come in second. Hate to say it. Jamie's like, hey.
Let's be real.
Let's
Why,
be honest.
Is she, like, doughy or something, or what?
That's according to Kylie Cruz.
Right?
Kylie Cruz thinks she's doughy.
Yeah,
I think she's got grandma arms.
Oh.
She also just recently, I believe, had a breast reduction, which looks much better on her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You were watching intently.
I watch very closely. They make a lot of errors. And it's great because they'll go, oh, my God, the beard thing is so funny. I don't know that I could ever. I like a little facial hair, but that scruff, I don't know. And then Jamie's like, yeah, I take it. Rub it all over my thighs. What do I care? And then the next door is, then three babies are dead. Good morning, Arizona. But they don't do that anymore. They no longer tell you good morning after every horrible story. And their former co-host that used to talk to me through the TV about my breakfast. Is that bacon? Do I smell bacon? Good morning, Arizona, and I hope you're enjoying. They don't do that anymore because I made fun of that. And then they told us, like, I guess the guys at KUPD listen, so hi. Oh, I'm still watching, sister.
And just Jamie, John. It's just John.
Jamie, I'll tell you this. Yeah, it is just me. I'll tell you this, Jamie. In a fist fight, you'd kick the living crap out of Kylie Cruz, so you don't talk to her about that. I was waiting for Jamie to say that. I think you'd come in third in the Warrior contest. Well, I'd bash your face in a boxing match. Good morning, Arizona.
Yeah, well, that's how
you handle
more
that.
Snarky comments.
Yeah. Oh, and then they had this. They had three rather larger, doughier ladies on. Jamie isn't in. I don't know if she's doughy, but she's not in as good a shape as Kim Quintero, who constantly reminds them she's in great shape, and they're always reminding her that she is a warrior. And they had this big cake thing, and some lady from a Mesa had this pie shop, and they were going to eat again. I swear to God, like I've said before, if you came from another planet, landed, and the first thing you watched was a local morning news show, you'd think that food was the hardest thing we have every day to get as humans, because they celebrate like they've never seen it before. But they had all these cakes and stuff, and then they said, Kim's eyeballing that carrot cake, and Kim goes, hey, girls, as a former fat girl, let me tell you, that thing's calling my name. And the other girls just have cakes in their hands, just frosting all over their face. I'm like, you bitch, because she wouldn't have any. It was awesome. Watching them get catty with each other might be my favorite thing on the weekends. You're not in any kind of shape. You've got grandma triceps. Good morning, Arizona. Kim, how's the weather? Well, I will strangle you with my fat arms.
So they covered the beard and mustache championships.
A little bit.
What's disturbing that I saw about it was a three-day event include a ladies' competition. I'm like, what?
What?
Categories for both artificial beards and mustaches.
What's that?
Artificial?
Get real ones.
Yeah, what does that mean?
then you can just glue something on you.
So they can have fun too with it.
The dude that had the Nike swoosh was pretty cool. There he is.
How do you walk around like that?
You don't.
At a competition for one day a year?
No, they're still. That guy.
I know. Dickie Mids used to do that too.
Dickie Middle, yeah. Saw him yesterday. Well,
his was nothing compared to that.
That Nike swoosh, and Jamie Soretta said, how does he even get into cars? And then Kylie Cruz said, we wondered that about you before you had your canned meat ripped out. Good morning, Arizona.
Every time they...
I got to start watching this show, man.
Man, I'm telling you, Channel 3, you want ratings back for your morning news? Let me do it.
There's going to be a fight.
Let me push this.
Someone coming over
the
table.
The agenda is you get bitchy with each other and then follow it up. Don't get little catty passive-aggressive. Have one of them fight back. And by the way, Dr. Art Mullen can't be on TV anymore. His eyebrows are always wet. I don't understand what that is.
Who's that? Is he local?
Do they drip?
He's a local, close. They do
he's
like
got a, too much product in there.
Pretty much. They do a What Would Brady Do segment with Dr. Art, where the old people email in there. I've been pissing blood, but not out of my U-hole. And they're like, huh? And so Dr. Art Mullen solves their medical problems, but his eyebrows are all wet all the time.
In Miami, they're just about finished up with the building of the flying car airport.
Oh. So
there's a 60-story condo building at the top of it.
They're getting ready.
Designed for the flying cars.
That's forward-thinking, Miami. Well, what, is Cuba going to get them first? Great. They don't even need boats anymore.
That's what it is. It's the 90-mile shuffle to drop off some packages.
No more, you know, tires and inner tubes. It's all floating cars.
And fly low.
That's genius. What do you mean? The headline said a city doomed by rising seas. Miami is not doomed by rising seas. They've always known they're on the coast. Hurricanes will flood it. It's fine.
Doomed, John.
Doomed. Them for a day or two. You know.
That's fine. The whole state's a swamp. The whole thing is doomed by rising seas. We're fine.
Billionaire Robert F. Smith spoke at Morehouse College's graduation yesterday. And part of his speech was, and by the way, I'm paying the entire graduating class's student loans off.
What?
$40 million.
And the juniors went, F you!
Holy cow. He's got to do that every year then.
He is ranked in Forbes. He's 163rd richest person in America.
How awesome is that lottery win?
One of only 13 black billionaires in the world. His fortune is up to $5 billion this year.
That's a great superhero name. Black billionaire.
Why's it got to be a superhero, John?
Because Black Panther. Because it's a great name. Because we do that. We say black before. Mm-hmm. When we have black superheroes, we announce black. Them as black before we do anything else.
Black Adam.
He's not just Panther Man. He's Black Panther.
He's a superhero because he's black and
that's
he's
exactly
rich.
Right. Because there's only 13 of them. So, yeah, you are kind of. You are Black Billionaire Man.
Never talk about making Warren Buffett a superhero.
No, because he's a doughy old white man. That's so common, it's ridiculous. If we made every white billionaire a superhero, we'd be covered in superheroes. Cha-ching, Chavez. Sorry. Little racial problem there, but it's not my fault. Just living the dream. 13 black billionaires. In the world?
In the world.
Man. Get on it, gang. That's what I say.
Krispy Kreme's Thailand stores just rolled out a new donut filled with, salted egg. Creamy salted egg.
Sounds delicious.
You should see the picture of it.
No.
You can find it.
It's the mental picture is all I need.
It is.
Although, if you cracked an egg over the top of it, it would be like.
Well, it's in the middle.
I know.
And it's a,
biting into it's a little weird, but. It's a tough one.
We'll end it with there it is.
Oh, I didn't expect it to be that.
No.
I thought, no. That's just all yolk.
That does look like all yolk, but they're.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, no.
That's no good. Nope. I thought maybe there was just like an egg in it.
That's got to be a cultural thing, right?
We'll end it with some radio videos.
Blute hanging out of your donut.
Yeah, that'll be the next one.
It will not.
Duck egg. The first radio video is another viral challenge. Do not do this one. The Austrian government has put out a warning to people. Do not kiss cows. Wow. The challenge is right now people are kissing cows.
Netherlands?
On the mouth.
Why? Why can't we kiss them? Because they have poop on their...
They're saying forget about the germs that you get for a minute, but they say they when you bite. Sneak up on a cow, they try to surprise the cow. It can attack you, especially if you
That one's kissing
come across
back.
A mother cow and has a calf
They're
with
very
her.
Very protective.
Yeah.
These are people kissing cows in the Netherlands.
All right. Show them eating one. Come on.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. There's
a midget. Aw. Oh, that one got tongued by the cow. That's a win.
If you got to put an apple in your mouth.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
And we'll bring it back to another college graduation or high school. This guy tried to do a backflip.
Whoa,
a backflip.
The billionaire. Yeah, the black billionaire did a backflip.
That black billionaire is doing backflips constantly. Can you believe this? He's lucky number 13. He tried to do one after he got his is this high school? Listen to that last name. Play that again.
All
right. That's the kid that tries to do the backflip.
Wow.
And he just lands directly on his head.
Did you see the one professor run out of there, or the teacher run back after he did it?
Listen to the
Watch
thud
her
of
run
his head.
To the, look.
Oh,
she just took off. Well, there. It's she's the Middle like, Eastern kid.
Yeah.
The Middle Eastern kid just did something unpredictable. So the teacher's ducking cover. Dimitri Demadre, Dimitri Sopak just did a backflip. She thought he was going to explode.
Oh, my God, he's going to go!
He just became a paraplegic.
And here,
I never trusted that Sopak kid.
There's a picture of him now after graduation in a wheelchair and just a computer screen in front of him.
Is this another angle?
Then he's going to get the throne.
No, that's other people that attempted backflips.
Oh, this one's on concrete.
Oh, this is on a concrete floor.
This is not good.
This is the kid from Workaholics.
No!
Oh, that's just
that
a sideways one.
Not as bad.
Weird Al didn't finish that.
Oh,
man.
Oh, that's awesome. Noggin, though.
Diploma smacking.
Kutumadre Dimitri Sopa Sopak.
I told you!
He did a backflip and a white woman ran. It's in us. We can't help it. Of course, why? Don't ask why. You know why. Don't even start to form why.
There's some good people.
I've got nothing to do with this.
She just
heard, I've got nothing to do with this.
She just heard four names with two vowels in it. She's scared to death. That kid is strapped across the chest.
So I've graduated. I've made my family proud.
But I will flip first.
That's what that woman was thinking.
He's being unpredictable. Run!
The next radio video is a family that was at the San Diego Zoo, and they filmed their toddler next to the mountain lion exhibit. It is totes adorbs.
Oh, no.
Oh, good. The mountain lion tries to eat the baby. Oh, this is good stuff.
Yeah, it's a snack.
Oh, the glass. This is going to be terrible. The mountain lion's going to hurt himself.
Oh,
here it comes. Here comes the cougar.
Oh.
Oh, it's got the walk of a champion.
That's a snack.
Oh, look at that little morsel in the window. Oh, man.
Give me that.
Oh, they're playing hands
together.
Give
me that meat pocket.
So cute. I want to get it. He wants to get out to eat the
child. You know what the problem with this is? That stupid glass.
Yeah.
This would be so cute if it... Oh, the mama cat wants the baby.
The size of those paws.
Are people really saying this is adorable?
No. They're saying that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Fearless. It's a ginger baby. No wonder. They don't have any feelings.
Yep. Yeah, exactly, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Teach it to be comfortable around those.
Yeah.
All right.
expert in the background.
Yeah, looks shy.
Worst dude at the zoo ever. Can't stand you already.
What it's doing now is yawning.
Yeah.
They do that when they seem to be tired, but actually what it is a lack of oxygen into your body. And your body...
Shut up, zoo man.
Don't care. They naturally like to high five.
How come zoo experts never say, you know, if it wasn't for that glass, your baby would be dead?
Nobody ever says what would really happen.
Well, somebody mentioned the snack.
Reality.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the mom.
Well, that was it. But when zoologist guy stepped up, they're usually normally so timid and shy.
But he's hungry right now.
He wants
now.
To eat the baby. Hungry. It's fat bastard. It's going to eat your baby. Idiot.
We'll end it with this snowmobile stunt. It's the old snowmobile across the swimming pool.
Yeah. That's, you know, how many people have died saying what you just said?
The old
snowmobile. Let's just end it with the snowmobile stunt. Oh, well, off the pool.
This guy.
Oh, that's not good.
Wow.
Oh, bad.
One more time.
Across the swimming pool.
Oh, onto the gravel. He got Ouch. Up. There's some profanity.
They're oh. Canadian. They're so Canadian. Play that again. Oh, I just heard the
end. Oops, sorry.
Play right. It again and listen to his first comment. Crushed you good, eh? Play at the beginning again. I want more.
Okay.
I want the whole thing.
John loves A. Oh!
That's, that yeah,
really?
Drop
it, yeah. He could be dead.
Yeah. Oh, man. They got so Canadian at the end of that. Right? You're never going to walk again, eh?
That's going to suck, eh?
Check it.
You got to understand, he's got 18 labats in him.
Look, if it's the last thing you do, it's the last thing you're going to see is your spinum holding it, eh?
It's like Mortal Kombat, eh?
Right?
That's got to be on Bissonette's podcast.
That guy's got no spine, eh? Because I talked him into going snowmobiling in a pool. Right? Oh. They're so dumb as a people.
Little do we know, that guy died at the hospital right. Later that night.
Oh, he's dead, long gone, right? So remember Tony? Hey, Kevin. Remember Tony? Check it out. Snowmobile crushed him good, eh? Yeah, it's how my uncle died. Same way.
Three generations.
Yeah, we tried to scoot a snowmobile across a real small pool, and when it hits land, it tends to tip over and crush you, right? Happened again. Tony's done. Me and the boys got the snowmobile fixed up, though. We're ready to go again.
Oh, man.
Crushed you good, eh? What else does he say? Horrible F-word.
Yeah, voice. Yeah, they Canadian F-words.
They're Canadian and American. Yeah, they translate.
But thanks for clarifying.
Some colorful French. Crushed you good.
Sacre bleu!
You know Brady, if your God exists, pray to him and ask this. Please, no matter what happens to me in my life, don't let the last things I hear be Canadian anything. Whoa! Like, you're bleeding real hard out the neck, eh?
I am, eh?
I don't want to hear... I don't want, right before I lose consciousness, to have a word A at the end of a sentence. Oh, you fell real far, eh? Oh, that bear got hold of you, eh?
Scalped you good.
Oh, you got scalped, eh? Oh, your face never going to look right again, eh? A.
It got your arm, eh?
Oh, you don't have an arm, eh? What? Eh?
Oh, man.
Oh, real good. Oh, man. Your guts look like poutine, eh? They're everywhere,
that.
Right? I've never seen the inside of a man before, eh? Crushed you good, eh? He knows. The guy under the snowmobile knows. It's not good.
You think that made him feel better?
You think? I guarantee you said something. Oh. Take off, hose head. Call the MPs.
Here's my lung, eh?
I can't breathe, right? Probably because of the snowmobile wreck, right? Shut up. Call an ambulance, you idiot Canuck. Right? I don't have a cell phone because I missed my payment, right? Oh, man. Yeah, you're not going to walk again. Cancel hockey. We've only got 8.
They were smart enough to cover the you gotta go the four on four.
Dude, you screwed up. Now we got 7. We had 8 with you.
At least put padding on the edge of the pool where he's driving.
Well, just don't do it. Just don't ride a snowmobile across a pool onto
we
land.
We need a better ramp,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. No, you don't. You just need snow. That's why they're called snowmobiles. They're not called pool fun. They're not called lake toys. That's called the jet ski.
It confused the two, and that's why you got crushed by one good, eh? Idiots. Darwin, you're all over it, man. We just keep taking those people to the hospital and saving them. The dumb will prevail. It's 8:03. We're going to check in with Arya Stark again. She's traveling the world. She's got her needle and a passport. We don't know where she's going next. But we know what happened to her storyline. It stopped. There you go. That's your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy